Blackstone Audio presents Comar by Lois McMaster Bujold. Chapter 1. The last gleaming sliver of Comar's true sun melted out of sight beyond the low hills on the western horizon. Lagging behind it in the vault of the heavens, the reflected fire of the solar mirror sprang out in brilliant contrast to the darkening purple-tinged blue. When Ekaterin had first viewed the hexagonal Soleta array from downside on Comar's surface, she'd immediately imagined it as a grand winter fair ornament, hung in the sky like a snowflake made of stars, benign and consoling. She leaned now on her balcony overlooking Seraphosa Dome's Central City Park and gravely studied the lopsided spray of light through the glassy arc overhead. It sparkled deceptively in contrast to the too dark sky. Three of the six disks of the starflake shone not at all, and the central seventh was occluded and dull. Ancient Earthmen, she had read, had taken alterations in the clockwork procession of their heavens, comets, novae, shooting stars, for disturbing omens, premonitions of disasters, natural or political. The very word disaster embedded the astrological source of the concept. The collision 2 weeks ago of an out-of-control inner-system ore freighter with the insulation mirror that supplemented Comar's solar energy was surely most literally.